I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. Unearthed from the country's indigenous peoples, who have been for generations remembered and celebrated for their attachment to music as well as dance, Mexico and its music practitioners were first associated with the Maya ancient civilization, sustaining vibrant artistic traditions dating back to the pre-classic period of 1800 BC that over time gave birth to many musical forms. The original inhabitants of Mexico employed many different instruments like the teponazli slit drum, played with mallets, married to various flutes, some rattles, voices, and the trumpet imitating sound of conch seashells. Around the time of the Mexico-American War in the 1840s, the most favorite musical style was corrido, lengthy ballads with stories about life, love, social issues of the day, and heroic events similar in form to a modernistic epic narrative. Early in the 20th century, another popular form of music arose in rural and urban regions in northern Mexico, along the Texas-Mexico border, with musicians playing corridos and another traditional style called ranchera. As German immigrants began arriving in Texas during the 1940s, they brought with them the polka and the accordion, which significantly impacted Norteño band music that had formed the decade before, resulting in the culturally fused sound of mariachi ranchero music blended with polka. Cropping up along the Mexico-Texas border was another style called Tejano, a vocal and dance music style with heavy influences from Czech and German genres, especially those associated with the polka and the waltz, not to mention Tejano's accordion-driven contemporary affection for cumbia, rock, blues, disco, and hip-hop. And then there are the banda big bands, with lots of brass and the sousaphone-sounding tambora, strings and emphatic percussion, and an affinity for incorporating multiple styles from the region, including the bolero. In all, the music of Mexico, from its pre-Columbian and Aztecan roots, also has influences from enslaved Africans transported to Mexico by the Spanish. Today, it is a music with many other styles. Once a mere mix of regional sounds, is now a cultural symbol showcased on world stages across the globe. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.